Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. New Shanghai to Sydney flight on Junyao Air. Junyao Air intends to collaborate closely with key partners to enhance the range of products and services available to passengers traveling on Shanghai-Sydney route. Junyao Air, Chinese airline headquartered in Changning, Shanghai, China, that operates both domestic and international services from two Shanghai airports, Hongqiao and Pudong, announced the launch of new air service, connecting Shanghai, China with Sydney, Australia. An inaugural flight from Shanghai to Sydney successfully landed at Sydney Airport in New South Wales, Australia, early on Tuesday morning. Junyao Air is planning to offer four direct weekly flights on this route, with an increase to daily services during the 2025 Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations. Wang Junjin, the chairman of Junyao Air, stated that Junyao Air intends to collaborate closely with key partners to enhance the range of unique products and services available to passengers traveling on this route. According to Stephen Mahoney, the acting chief executive officer of Destination NSW, the tourism and major events agency of the New South Wales government, the introduction of the new service is of great importance to New South Wales, as it will not only enhance business opportunities between Sydney and Shanghai but also connect NSW to a vast network throughout China and globally. Mahoney said that visitation from China has seen a robust recovery, with China reclaiming its status as one of the top visitor markets for New South Wales. "We eagerly anticipate welcoming an increasing number of visitors from China in the years ahead," Destination NSW CEO added. Scott Charlton, CEO of Sydney Airport, also praised Junyao Air's selection of Sydney as its inaugural Australian destination, reinforcing Sydney's status as Australia's leading gateway to China. "China represents one of the most significant markets for Sydney Airport, with Shanghai serving as the primary entry point within that market. We are enthusiastic about the prospects this development will create for both the airport and our passengers," he said. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.